When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Renee reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some help. Recently moved to a neighborhood where it's relatively common for people to allow their dogs to roam the neighborhood freely. A practice that seems 100% outrageous to me.
Okay.
Anyway, there's one dog in particular that keeps showing up in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Though he's very sweet. He's not neutered, does not have a collar or a microchip, and was filthy and covered in fleas when I found him.
Aww.
He seems to be well-fed and otherwise healthy. I took the dog in, put up a few lost dog signs, and learned from another concerned neighbor who the owners are.
Uh-huh.
He said that they have ignored his repeated requests to keep their dog on a leash, and he witnessed several near accidents as cars swerved to avoid the dog.
Oh, gosh.
Should I give this dog a good home? My gut says that this is the right thing to do, but I'm worried I'm stealing a dog from a family. On the other hand, if I find this dog dead in the street in 2 weeks, I'm going to feel responsible.
Mm.
What would you do?
Oh, dang. Yeah, so it is different because it's the neighborhood.
Right. And
like if you just
you
found
know
a stray
dog lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you just found the stray dog and
different.
It didn't have a microchip on it and you couldn't trace it back to where it belonged.
Right.
And you're like, I'm your new owner now. And it's like,
yes.
Okay, you can be my owner.
Okay.
That's
not the case here.
No.
And so I like, and then what are you going to do? You're going to walk the dog around the neighborhood past its old house?
Yeah, right. And if the old owners see the dog.
Like, hey,
that's our dog.
That's my dog. Yeah, I get it that it doesn't look like they're taking the best care of the dog.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's roaming around and could get hit by a car at any given, also not good.
Do you, since you know where they live, do you go and like...
Have a conversation?
Talk to them. Just say, not with the dog, but go and just say, hey, I found your dog and...
Here are my judgments. It's got fleas. It doesn't look good. It's like,
right.
It's like you're not taking care of it and you let it roam around and almost gets hit by the car all the time. So I think you need to take better care of your dog.
Or let me take care of it or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, is that too forward?
I don't know. See, and then...
Confrontational maybe?
And is it even more aggressive to like... Do you call animal services on them? Like, hey, I think there's a dog being neglected at this house. Can you check it out?
Right.
Does that send a message? I don't know what you do here because I don't think she's got the right to just go take someone's dog, especially if it is owned by someone.
Yeah. I mean, I think even if I tried to give away my dog right now, no one would take him. He's such a jerk. And he's a Velcro dog,
yeah.
Which I don't know if you know that term, but
sure.
like cannot leave the side.
Right.
Sorry, I'm getting into my own issues here.
Yes, you are a little bit.
Anyways, Renee. So I think it's approaching the neighbor first. I don't think it's going to the Humane Society or to Animal Services yet.
Not yet. We go.
That's what I think.
That's a hard conversation to have with, hi, I just moved in. Here's my thoughts.
I know. Then you would always be that. Yeah,
I think you're
that's
a crappy
true.
Dog owner.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to say that.
Well, okay. You have to choose your words carefully for sure.
Maybe we help Renee choose her words.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
How do we nicely tell someone they're bad at taking care of their dog?
And that you could do a better job.
Right.
Right. It obviously looks like you don't want this dog. So either can I have your dog or can we give your dog
so not good
a better
words
home?
Yet. I feel like we haven't found the words yet for Renee.
All right. 502-795-1997 group therapy. Maybe you can help. Maybe you've been in this situation where you found a dog in the neighborhood. And
well,
you've
some people are suggesting
it.
Posting the lost dog flyers. They did that. And that's how they figured out where the dog lives.
Right. Or maybe you post the like lost dog flyer on the person's house.
Maybe, yes, because it was another neighbor that said that dog lives there. It wasn't the owner
right.
that reached out.
Right. So maybe you go, bunk, this your dog?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And then you give them 2 weeks to respond, almost like a ransom.
Almost like a ransom?
Like, hey,
I'll give you
I
dog
got your dog. Tell you what.
$200.
All right, 502-795-1997. So Renee is worried she's stealing a dog from someone in her neighborhood. Dog has always been wandering around. She found herself in the middle of some sort of politics with the neighborhood because she now knows whose dog it is.
Yeah, she put signs up. Another neighbor said, oh, yeah, that dog lives over there at that house.
Yeah, now she's like, what do I do? What do I do?
The dog's got fleas and just kind of looks like it's not really being well taken care of.
Brianna, what's your thought?
My thoughts are having a conversation and just maybe saying, like, hey, I see him around a lot. Maybe he doesn't have the time. Maybe you don't have the time, you know, to handle the dog, but I have a lot of free time and he's a good boy. Like, I would love to take him in and just break it down to him easy for sure.
All right. Like that. Brianna, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Danny. So what's your idea?
So with the dog story, I had a similar situation where I picked one up off the side of the road out here in Oldham County.
Uh-huh.
Really nice dog. Obviously belonged to somebody. Took it to the vet to see if it was chipped. They could not locate a chip. Ended up via Facebook post finding the dog's owner and realizing that they were also not great dog owners.
Yeah, right, right.
And the dog kept getting away and running away. So I went to the pet store and actually got a steak. Went to the dog owner's house, put it in the backyard for them to keep the dog from running away. Long story short, they continued being bad dog owners, and I ended up at the pound, you know, adopting the dog. So I think you have to give the dog owner a chance to do the right thing and maybe put them on notice on social media. Uh-huh. And then if you want to step in and do more, that would be my idea.
Did they agree to hand the dog over to you, or did you just not return the dog one time?
No, I actually ended up getting a call a week later from the dog's owner because we traded information. And basically she was like, hey, my son really owns this dog and he's in a bad way right now. Can't take care of it. And I don't want to put up with this dog either. And so I ended up actually adopting the dog down at the pound and taking it home. And it lives with me now and runs my house.
Oh, that's so great.
As it should. All right. Hey, Danny, thank you. That's a great idea. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
John, all right, what's your thought?
So there's a very easy legal way for her to get that dog.
Okay.
All she needs to do, because she found it as a stray, is turn it into Louisville Metro. They'll put a 7-day hold on the dog, put it on their website. If nobody claims it, she legally gets to adopt it.
Oh!
And she gets first
I like that.
I mean,
they're probably not going to see it.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily solve the owners maybe seeing the dog in the neighborhood, but that is a, you're right, legal way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John.
Sarah is also saying on the text line, my aunt had the same situation. She gave the dog back against her gut. 2 weeks later, the owners called her and asked her to take the dog back because they realized they weren't taking good enough care of it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, maybe it's you go reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's the thing you got to do.
Establish a connection.
Yeah, first.
Maybe. Find out what the situation is. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a situation going on in the house where they're not able to take great care of the dog, and then she might be a saving grace for them.
I was going to say, dogs are expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a thing where it's like, okay, well, maybe this is a burden, and it's also good because the dog's still going to be in the neighborhood. I can still see the dog from time to time,
right,
but I know that it's being cared for. That's what happened to my dog, Gretchen, when I was growing up. Gretchen was a golden retriever, loved my dad, allergic. So we gave it to someone else who was in the neighborhood. And I was able to ride my bike over, see Gretchen from time to time.
Gretchen, but yeah. Gretchen had to go live somewhere else.
That's right.
Got it.
All right.
All right. I think there's a lot of good suggestions.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of contacting Metro Animal Services, too, the next time it's wandering around.
Mm-hmm. Going the legal way?
Going the legal way.
You're always trying to do things the right way.
It's got to follow the rules. Can't just take a dog.
You're always trying to follow the rules.
Especially it's the same neighborhood. Like,
yeah,
chances are
true.
They'll probably see it.
All right. Well, hey, good chat. Thank you for reaching out, Renee. Good luck. Keep us posted on that. That is group therapy.